and welcome to Trash Party Aftermath. This is Justin.
This is Chris.
And Wyatt.
And I'm dead.
It's been a few weeks. Has it?
Yeah.
Weeks?
Yeah. Months, not years.
Yeah. Hey, I finally don't want to jump into this too early, but I did get my top five movies.
Oh, wow.
Chris, have you watched five movies?
No, not in the last 3 years, probably.
Move A?
Why is there a pubic hair on Wyatt's notebook?
Good question.
Right?
Oh, no.
They just show up.
I drew that last night.
Oh.
Oof. Oof.
Was that Hufflepuff?
So, did you take the quiz?
No, I made him do it. I read the questions and I made him do it.
Chris and Wyatt took, what house is your Harry Potter whatever?
It wasn't by choice.
Wyatt's a Gryffindor.
Apparently, they're just like the biggest tools in the Harry Potter world.
Come on.
It was like, what would happen if somebody's being like attacked or something across the street? And I answered like, let it happen. They need to learn a lesson.
Wow. That's how Cedric Diggory died. Am I right?
Oh. Rip.
No, I think.
I don't know.
Oh, God. He was the Twilight vampire.
Oh.
He died in the movie.
Now he's Batman.
Now he's Batman.
Still technically related to bats.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is like the vampire of comic books. Okay, first some housekeeping. And now...
I'm cleaning the table.
I did, like, give it a Clorox wipe.
Jesus, fancy.
They're like those nice ones. Like the white... tub of whatever, it doesn't fucking matter.
Extra bleach.
North side Lysol,
yeah,
got it.
It kills 99.999.
Me and Wyatt's only got the 50.1.
You just pour the Wisconsin vodka on everything, that kills
it.
Oh,
God.
Top tier.
Except your sobriety. I can't get drunk off those.
Fucking. Just breathe it in.
I was talking to Hy-Vee girl. Everyone knows her name. Yeah, it works at Hy-Vee.
Did you tell her my ailments?
I was like, ah, you got some more Wisconsin vodka. And she's like, yeah, it's in our truckload sale next week for $7.99 a handle. God. I'm like, all right, I had to buy some more for the house.
So you're going
to
pick some up.
Want to get drunk?
You ever just want to fucking die? Buy like about 3 handles.
Yeah, I want to die, but not like by the hands of Wisconsin vodka. Anyway, so, okay, before I go any further, I'm going to, like, stop every 40 minutes or so. Because last time it got so big that, like, I couldn't, like, it wouldn't let me edit. It wouldn't let me open it. Because it's like, hey, you might not have enough space on this little guy to edit the episodes, so like I had
delete Candy Crush real quick.
40-minute PP breaks.
Candy Crush. What are some other lame things?
Fruit Ninja. I don't know.
Get rid of that.
Snood.
Never get rid of that.
Was it Clash of Clans one?
Clack of Clacks.
Clack of Clacks.
No, so I'm gonna like cut it every 40 minutes or so. So if you see me tooling around over dinking around, as Chris's dad used to say.
Quit dinking around.
Quit dinking around. I think he used to say to edit himself. That's what that is. So.
I think Bass used to say, stop playing slap dick in the wood shop.
Hey, slap nuts.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett? Is it him that used to say slap nuts? Get up on it, slap nuts. Then he bought TNA or something.
And ran it to the ground. Yeah. Got it.
And then Billy Corgan bought it. And now Billy Corgan runs... Wrestling Corner, Billy Corgan runs, what's that old promotion that...
NWA?
Yeah. I think he has some, he wants to, like, develop TV for that. When me and Chris were talking about, like, outdated McDonald's stuff, I ran across, like, a wiki of outdated, like, or, like, no longer used McDonald's characters. Like, they don't, you know, like, there were tons of them. Like
Harry French?
The Harry Fry. That's just what you get when you go... No, like, it was, like, Big Mac and, like, you know, all those characters, but...
Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, and I had those on another sheet, but it's kind of lame. It's like, what am I going to do? Just go through and be like, he was the mayor, he was the police commissioner. Like, those are kind of weak, but the Grimace? I was reading about the Grimace.
What's the purple one, right?
Yeah.
Right. But, oh, first of all, have you ever seen the Clerks animated?
Yes. Yeah.
Where they're, like, the police commissioner is like, I was on the way to a costume party and I got this.
Mayor McCheese.
He got his Mayor McCheese stuff. And then, like, the other guy's like, I also got my costume stuck, but I was ironically on the way to a different costume party, and he also has like a big, he has like a Big Mac costume on, and he's also stuck. But then, like, they talk about the Grimace. Like, I think the crowd asks about the Grimace, and the guy's like, nothing can kill the Grimace. It's like a quote. But the Grimace, originally a large purple monster, who was first introduced in November 1971 as the evil Grimace. In Grimace's first appearance, he was one of the original main antagonists and was depicted with two pairs of arms, which he used to steal sodas and shakes. So it's fucking like...
He cleaned up.
Why?
This is pre or post Barney?
This is pre.
I think there's a lot of acid involved when they made him.
It was like the 70s. Like, I don't know.
It's trippy.
And then, so then, Evil was soon dropped from Grimace's name, and he was reintroduced in 1972 as a protagonist. Then he was performed by such and such, blah, blah, blah. But why was it, like all these McDonald's characters were just out to fucking steal McDonald's? Like,
well, there was the Hamburglar, yeah, that was literally his name.
Yeah, he tried to steal burgers. Burgle, burgle.
Burgle, burgle.
And then it said, like, because, I added on another sheet. But the Hamburglar had like a counterpart. It was like his handler of sorts. Because I think Hamburglar was like a, he was like a smaller character, and then there was like a bigger dude that, I don't know, was like his overlord of sorts. But
this is my landlord.
Because Hamburglar would talk in that like burgle burgle burgle, and then this other guy would translate for him. So. Sort of like a Krang situation with the. Anyway.
I just remember the bird that no one ever talked about that had pigtails and
Birdie.
Birdie, yeah, she just
Birdo. Like, got it. Mario Birdo. 2, got it.
Mario 2.
And then there's like the Frylings or whatever they were called.
Yeah, and then the McNugget kids or something like
that. Can you imagine them now, though?
What they would do?
Yeah, they'd like salads. Like,
yeah.
Crunchwrap Taco Bell. Sorry,
here come the apple crispers.
Yeah, it's like apple slices and salad.
Oh man!
And here comes
snack wrap.
And here comes Charlie Chug Jug. Starts drowning kids in milk.
This isn't fun at all. What do they have for beverages there for little kids?
Go-gurt, water.
Go-gurt's not a drink.
If you're desperate enough, it is. It's a viscous fluid. You can drink it.
This ain't the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You can't just sponsor Go-gurt.
Come on, aren't you a bunch of Danimals Crushers?
Danimals Crush.
I saw one of the Zach and Cody kids was hanging out with Adam Sandler the other day.
Oh, no.
Because they were in that Big Daddy movie?
Yeah.
Anyway. It all ties back to Sandler.
Everything we do.
The Grimace is part of the Sandler universe.
You made a joke, but it is true, because McDonald's main drink is Coke, and Sandler's when it was Coke and Sony.
It was a big part of Big Daddy. They kept going to McDonald's and like
yo.
Trying to get breakfast, and it was like 11.
You can't get breakfast?
Story of our lives from like 07 to... We had to settle with Sweetos. Yeah. Donuts.
Oh. Chris and I used to like... We wouldn't skip class. We would just leave Sandberg and go with our friend Kelly to go fetch... Was it Sweetos?
Sweetos and steak burritos. And steak
bagels.
Steak bagels.
Do they still make
staples?
Those? Yeah, they're good. I think me and White had one.
Which one?
A steak bagel. McDonald's.
It's still good, but
it's not
just
bad.
It still tries to like shotgun out the other side of the bagel when you take two bites. I mean both, yeah.
Of your body.
Speaking of shotgun, how many times in a row have you ate Mexican food consistently?
I don't know.
Like consistent meals in a row. Like dinner, lunch, dinner.
Not.
Okay, why you win.
Okay.
Like,
he's had like five Mexican meals in a row and then Taco Bell tonight.
Yeah.
If you want it.
I couldn't complain. It was a different place every time.
Yeah, so what?
Pumping him full of authentic Mexican food.
Dude,
like, he had, like... Explain what you had.
What was it I had?
Because you started Friday at work.
Yeah,
lunch.
I started Friday at work with Israel because, like,
ooh, since what's he's. That? Oh, it's a guy. Yeah. It sounds like a place. Yeah. Like, I want to go to Israel.
No, he's Mexican. Okay. He actually just got his, like, citizenship stuff in the mail, like, this week.
Good.
And he was like, man, I'm the whole day kept going, man, I'm fucking hungry. I just want tacos.
like we all do.
Yeah. But he wanted, like, tongue. He wanted, like, beef tongue. Lingua. And we went to this place he thought that had it. And I got, like, shrimp tacos there.
Rudy's?
Yeah, no. This place used to be, like, a Hardee's or something.
It's in Canton.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that place. Canton?
Yeah.
No, we went there and ate, and then...
We had... Oh, the one on Academy Street in Galesburg.
Oh, I've always heard about that place,
too. It was
so
good.
Yeah, oh, it was really good. That I think that's the best tamales I've had since, like, I was
like, they were literally in the pot shucking and making tamales, mm-hmm. like, right in front of us.
Because
like,
that's, like, a normal, like, traditional Christmas thing is tamales.
Ooh, I like tamales.
And then we had so Adolph's yesterday.
You're going progressively maybe downward? No, Adolph's is good, so, like, yeah. It hit a peak.
It's consistent. Staying medium.
Well, it hit a peak, and now you're about to sink to the
lowest
of the
like,
low.
I found
hey,
there's...
You go to Taco John's.
No, we could. There's another menu that I didn't realize you can have it all the time as their breakfast menu.
Where?
At Adolph's? It's actually
like
really good.
Like, egg omelet and stuff like that.
They do hash browns with pico de gallo in it.
Do they... Don't they have a breakfast buffet, didn't you say?
Sundays.
Is it a breakfast buffet, though?
Yeah,
breakfast and lunch. You got both. You get, like, nice. Burritos, tacos.
God, my fucking duct tape.
More tacos.
You go to the con. Oh, no, you had a parent thing.
I had family responsible. No, was it QC con or something?
That pop-up con at the Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
I had to see my family.
No, I haven't seen my mom in, like, a while, so I probably needed to do it. When's the last time you saw your mom? An hour ago?
what day was it?
We didn't
like
see her.
Tuesday or something. I try to see her once or twice a week.
She kept trying to get us to come over to pick up stuff, but we kept, like, avoiding it. While Chris is trying to drill her for Christmas gifts, and then she finally caves.
It took, like, 3 weeks.
Oh,
me
to
and my
get ideas out of her?
Yeah. Of what she wanted. Nothing.
What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
She doesn't... What's she want, then?
A fireplace insert that looks like a fire logs are on fire. You just plug it in. It's like an ambiance thing.
Oh, I've seen those. Yesterday at my sister's, like, they have a fireplace, and that fucker, those get warm. Like, I don't know, I've never been, like, really close to, like, a real legit fireplace, but just that burning barrel Chris always started when we were kids. Mostly garbage fumes I was getting.
Mainly plastic and garbage.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I had lead paint chips in it from the old deck panels.
Chintz?
Chintz.
Sounds like a racial thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Whoa, demonetized.
I was going to add a sponsor. You can add sponsors to these. Like, I don't want to, though.
It's Carl's Jr.'s on there, right?
Oh.
Vados, if you sponsor us, please send us crates full of tortilla chips and your salsa.
And Teresa.
And Teresa.
Those, like, totes they have there.
You get one
side.
Of those a week.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. And a barrel full of chorizo.
Oh, God.
I'm all right with it.
Okay.
Sir, you need to stop eating that.
Okay, so now that McDonald's hour is over. Okay, so I have my list.
Did you check it twice?
I did.
Did you find out if
I found out. I am naughty. Nah.
Whoa, put your shirt back on. Jesus.
Well, it's weird. Okay. I'm going to start at...
5 or 1?
I don't know, because... Okay, I'm going to start at 5, but it gets weird because...
It always gets weird.
Like, there's... When I was looking at, like, my favorite movies, because I was thinking, okay, so number 5, I wanted to put on The Dark Knight Rises, because I like that one the best out of the Christopher Nolan Batmans, but then I was like, those movies really work better as the trilogy, because how do you say that you like Dark Knight Rises more than Dark Knight all the time? So, like, the Dark Knight trilogy is my number 5.
Okay.
But it's a tie with The Winter Soldier. You've seen that, right? You gave me a bootleg of that, right?
No, I never.
Pirates Bay, cpeterson88 at hotmail.com. Shit!
The WB knows!
So, yeah, it's a tie with Winter Soldier. with a bullet. Number four, see, I had Halloween on here, but then the first Halloween, 1978. But then I think about how much I love, like, all the other movies in the franchise.
The Rob Zombie ones, right?
Oh, God. No, but, like, at the same time, like, a little bit yes, because it's, like, you kind of have to sometimes take the whole franchise into consideration. Because, like, there's parts of Halloween 4 that I kind of like more than the 1978 original. Because there's just weird things that it does that I kind of like. So my number four is the Halloween franchise.
So just making a hole.
Well, it's like 1978's good, but then like the others have their spots too, so it's hard to like rule them out. Number three is Silence of the Lambs, just because it's like the darkest mystery movie I've ever seen. The lotion on the skin. The atmosphere in that movie is fucking horrifying. Number two is Clerks, for maybe obvious reasons, but I just like the, again. It's one of those movies like you put on and then... Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're just like, you put it on, it's like, you just kind of like sink into that world for a little while, and then you go, then in 2018, you go visit it, and then, then you embarrassingly meet Walt Flanagan, and then you, Ming Chen's walking down the street with like...
A strut.
Yeah. And his $300 jeans, and it's like, okay. Oh, and then number one's No Country for Old Men. So that's my number one favorite movie of all time. And then I have some honorable mentions. Because The Shining was on my list for a while.
What about Die Hard? Wasn't
that on your list for a while? Die Hard's a good movie. Yippee-ki-yay and all that. You know?
Exact whole, words.
All the yippee-ki-yay and etc. And, okay, I'll get through this real quick. Jurassic Park, Dazed and Confused, Tommy Boy, Mallrats. Those are also on. That's in like a honorable mention barrel. Chris, you go.
What?
You go.
You go.
I haven't been watching Detective Pikachu, and then there was like a 6-year break in between movies. I always fall asleep.
I had on Escape from New York when I got home on Friday. Oh. Chris is like, I don't even know what you're watching. I'm like, it's a Carpenter film.
Yeah, and I've never seen it. Like,
you haven't?
No.
I'm surprised.
I know. I'm slowly getting around to seeing more of his movies.
It's one of those that, like, the continuity doesn't make sense, but it's like, it's purely a John Carpenter movie, and you can see it's like, it was on a budget.
So there's like probably futuristic shit. Kinda in techno.
Techno.
Just
synth.
It's, yeah, and post-apocalyptic semi-future, and the guy that played the doctor in Halloween,
yeah,
he's the president.
Yeah, he's the president. Yeah, I know that. Dr. Loomis.
And Isaac Hayes is the bad guy.
All right. Chef.
Come along, children.
Hey, Chef.
I just want a good hamburger.
I can't remember the other guy's
Chef.
Name. That was
his
in
name's
it.
Chef.
No, there was another guy that was in it. He was the taxi driver in it. Not
Kurt Russell.
No, I think that was before he was born. I don't
Tommy
know.
Tommy Chan.
No, it was the dude.
Ming Chong, right?
He died recently. He played Mermaid Man in SpongeBob. I cannot remember the guy's name.
Oh, Alex Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah.
Nice. Got it. Yes. Right. He's like evil.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. And that long story short, that movie is one of the reasons that Metal Gear was made. The
really?
Guy, the character Snake, like
Snake.
He's based off of
Plissken,
him. Snake,
right?
Plissken,
yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So there's.
They're like, we need a badass Snake character with an eye. Don't they both have eye patches? Then?
Yes. But like, here's one of the dumbest like line things that not make sense in the whole thing. Cause this is around the time of like, the Thing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of the movie, he's being interviewed and all that stuff for like, you've got this mission to save the president. It's like, come on, Plissken, you got to do this. And it's beginning of the movies. Call me Snake. I'm like, okay, Snake. I call him Snake the whole time. He's got a weird belly tattoo of a snake. But then it gets to the end of the movie and they're like, Snake, we got another mission for you. He goes, call me Plissken.
Oh,
and then just walks away. I'm like, what was the reason?
Did he earn his name? Like, did they make a big deal about like, was there a lady in the movie?
Yeah.
Did she humanize him?
I cannot remember her name. She was in the Drew Carey Show. She played Oswald's Plinko? Mom.
She played Oswald?
No, she played
Oswald.
No, she played Oswald's mom. She was in the movie Swamp Thing. She was the female love interest in that one. And then she was in the movie Creepshow that got eaten by the creature that lived in the chest.
Yeah, I'd have to IMDb that and just to find out.
I think she was in the Mist, the
Oswald's
old one.
Mom. Who was
curly? She had curly black hair.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll take your word for it. Yeah. So she was like the love interest. So if they like maybe like had a romance, maybe she, maybe he started viewing himself less as like this mercenary with one name.
It was,
and he actually took his last name as like meaning something.
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
It's one of those like you can tell Carpenter wrote it, but like he really he was, didn't think about it. He was like, just do it.
He was like,
I'm gonna get on my keyboard.
God. As long as I get like, as long as I get over the title billing. And right. I get to do the music and full control of the script. I will do whatever you guys want, because that's what happened with Halloween. Like,
yeah,
he's like, as long as I get these things, I'll do your movie. He's kind of, I don't know. I like him as a filmmaker because I love The Thing. The Thing's really good, and like Halloween's good and stuff. And I even like that. I think we maybe talked about that Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
his first movie. He's really good, but he seems like kind of like a psychopath asshole.
He needs like guidance on the things he does, and then it's clean. But like you can tell when they did that one, it was just like, this is like all over the place. Like he just woke up and finished the last like half of the movie before he got to the studio.
Well, they had him write Halloween 2. Like the reason why Michael Myers and Laurie Strode are brother and sister is like he didn't know what to do with the script, and he had like a six pack of beer, and he's like, okay, they're brother and sister, okay. So like that was just like a last minute like addition. But yeah, I like him, but and nowadays it's like I don't even know what he makes.
He just does music now. He literally has a family band.
Him and I know his son is like, because him and his son did the music for the 2018 album.
Yeah,
a family band. Family Force 5, Chris.
Yeah, your favorite one. Did you see him like 4 years in a row? Of course.
Yeah. I couldn't stop going. I was getting like BF'd by the New Zealanders in the tent.
Oh, no.
What's that? Wait, what?
They would run into the tents and, like, hump on you. Remember that?
I think that was just in their culture. I don't think they were just trying to get with you.
I'm from New Zealand.
They told me I was pretty. They told me they'd make me their Kiwi bride.
He said he was from Flight of the Conchords.
I believed him.
What their life went to.
I don't know. I wish I would have. I was keeping track with the dark haired one through email for a little while, but then like I don't know their last names, so I remember them telling us all sorts of like little crazy stories. But yeah, I wonder what happened to them.
How they found out about Cornerstone in Bushnell, Illinois, in like Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know, because I think they were religious, so they probably heard about. Well, they were coming to the States for like a few Warp tours, I think they were gonna go to, and then I think they heard about other festivals. They were probably just like looking up summer festivals in the States. How were they gonna? I think they were just gonna take a bus to Bushnell or something, or a cab they were gonna take, and Seth was like, "We'll drive you."
Oh.
It does seem like hostile.
And then the intense humping began.
They moved to their hotel room.
Oh.
Which sounds naughty.
Yeah, because they were skating at Food Pride.
Yeah.
That's where we met them.
Yeah.
What?
They're skateboarding outside Food Pride.
We were like, these guys look cool. And then we just start talking to them. It's like, it's Knoxville. Like, they're clearly not from here.
They clearly did not offer us candy before we talked to them.
They had a big van. What can I say? It was a nice van. No, they didn't have a vehicle. They had taken a Greyhound all over the country, and then I think the Greyhound came into Galesburg. They took a cab to the Motel 8 out by McDonald's. And then they're like, we didn't know how really we were going to get to Cornerstone. And Seth's like, we'll take you. Which kind of worked out because they held our campsite.
Yeah.
Which we had that corner one, which was awesome that year.
Didn't you roll down that hill?
I got shit on by a bird that year.
Jesus.
I deserved it.
That before or after you showered in the lake?
What did you do?
I just made it all week without showering.
So you're knocking on me for bathing in a lake, and you're like, I didn't do anything.
I let my balls permeate into those rolled-up jeans for four fucking days.
The skinny jeans sealing the flavor.
Was that the year you fell off the golf cart?
What year?
You have to be more specific, buddy.
Every year.
That was always fun. Like, just going to, like, midnight Me Without You shows. Like, that was cool.
These guys are dancing like birds.
Yeah, he had a bird costume on one year. It was odd.
can't be as odd as going to a Flatfoot 56 one there where it just smells like Gold Bond and talcum powder getting tossed around. Like, oh, you can smell the chafe in the air.
Yeah. People's taint areas are not being treated very nicely right now. That was the worst part. Yeah, you're just like chafe all weekend.
Everyone rolling up the legs of their skinny jeans so hard they're like crusty when you unwheel them when you got home.
There's kids with machetes. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Two fat kids putting plungers on each other's chest.
What the fuck? Hey, there's like New Zealanders jumping over fires. Remember they were doing that?
And friends that spill bong water in your tent.
Yeah.
Oh, God, stinks in here.
And then they like laid out the sleeping bags in the sun, so there was like this hot bong water smell for the rest of the weekend.
I slept on the ground for like 2 days because of that.
I slept on the ground.
I think both of us did. We're both in the tent like, oh, this sucks.
Mother Earth is my mattress.
Why'd you have to spill it in our tent?
Yeah, that was...
I still got that tent. You want to take it out and see if it smells like bong water?
Want to air that bitch out? We can... You don't have to drink what I'm about to present, but I'll be right back with...
present his dick.
Craft beer corner on Trash Party Aftermath. While I'm doing this, you guys talk about what you think it might be.
Take bets.
What's our price range?
I'm not gonna answer that.
Because you know we would have got it.
Let's say...
I'm gonna say with Justin's Judas, it's probably Linacool or Sam Adams.
Those
are craft beers.
They technically are.
It's crafty as much as
Well, they're in cans. I'm gonna go with Founders.
It's craft.
Iron Spike.
Singles?
Craft macaroni and.
Are you rolling up craft singles and putting them in a slightly used beer bottle?
What is craft beer really?
I could hear him chuckling, pouring it into a glass.
He just threw
it. I don't know if he's pissing or pouring it into a glass.
Or no, he got the old Cheezosaurus Rex stickers from the 90s that came in the macaroni boxes and just threw them on some, like, keystones.
No, I found koozies.
Oh. Oh.
Here's your guys' craft beers.
Oh, God.
I see this every day. This might be one somebody dropped. I already know what it is.
Shotgun this?
No.
Oh, okay.
You'll make a mess.
First of all, did you give us a High Life and you got a High Life Light?
No, they're all lights.
Oh, God! I thought he had the one light. I'm like, this motherfucker takes the one.
This is like craft from like 1975.
Yeah, it's craft.
I was gonna say if you brought up Billy beer, I'd shit my pants literally after drinking it.
So today's beer we're going to showcase is the Miller High Life Light.
The champagne of beers.
It is the champagne of beers. I drank about 3 of these last night. Dude, they come in a 12-pack for, like, $6.
Oh, yeah, I know. We know.
They were, like, $4 when me and David were doing
See, that's how you sell that stuff when we're working. Someone goes, I want to pay that much for Bud Light. I'm like, that's cheap. I'll drink it. Yeah, you will, drinky. All
right. First impression as I crack open the can.
He throws up. So.
Smells a little like water and
tonic.
A piece of bread that's been like. Smells like when you open your cabinet and you got bread in there and you're like.
Oh, bread's expired.
What happened?
I have suddenly forgotten it.
I have suddenly forgot that I hate Miller High Life. Where do you know that you get a Native American koozie? That's different. Why it's walking a MeTV A-Test
3? Yeah.
Flip it around, it's...
Is Jen on it?
She's not on it, but...
weak.
Do you have a knife?
I know, that's what I feel. Like, I just shotgun this and get it over with.
You don't have to drink it.
Oh, mine didn't... Oh. I got the fucked can.
Make your own hole.
Don't.
Use your pen.
No, I'm going to the sink to do it. This pen's metal.
Chris, what? Take a drink. See what you get the aroma. What's the aroma like?
It smells like 06 all over again. I think last time I had High Life was Sandberg. and it was always High Life and Southern Comfort.
Oh, I'd rather just have Southern Comfort.
It smells like my dad when you talk to me. Like when my permanent childhood. My permanent.
Is that the Noxal Legion?
No, you're not wrong. Like the permanent memory in my brain was whenever my dad talked to me from like the age of 6 to like 15 was the smell out of his mouth.
A sweet High Life beer breath. Dad, I'm getting drunk off your breath.
All right, tell me what you think. Have you ever had one of these, Wyatt? One of these classic, it's a champagne of beers.
I think I have, but usually it's when I'm already like pretty drunk and people start handing me beers.
That's how everyone drinks these.
I'm scared of mine. Mine's going to try and cut my mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Gunkers, you're allergic to beer too now.
I haven't drank any yet.
What do you think, Chris?
Still, just reminds me of the Legion.
This is the kind of thing you pour down the sink.
It just, like, the deep breath of it. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and take a deep breath. It smells like you're walking into the Legion.
No. Yeah. Well, that and old cigarettes and my dad letting me down every day of my life.
Tastes like family disappointment.
It tastes like Peterson. Literally.
Getting a hints of reunion.
So, if anyone wants to know what Wyatt's dick tastes like, whoa, it's like High Life Light.
It does not.
Call him Peterson. That.
Suck the pieces out of them.
Taste the flavor. Oh, no.
She's alive.
Chris, oh, you gotta go.
I'll be back in half an hour.
Are you?
I'm gonna
wash
my
hands.
Can she get out?
Yeah, I parked behind you.
Okay. She has to go do her mom's hair or something.
Yeah.
I'm fine. It comes from a tree. I can't.
I can eat lemon bars. My beer's already halfway.
Dipping the lemon bar into a High Life Light. Oh god.
Are the bars like malleable enough where I could turn it to like a shooter to pour the beer in and waterfall into my mouth?
What? If Chris catches a whiff of that thing, he'll...
I'll try one and see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Get him a Hello Kitty plate.
Oh, I can class it.
No, they're not. Nothing's dirty.
Nothing. Nothing will ever be dirty.
And his OCD kicks in.
No.
Hello. All right.
Hello. All
right. Now it's a party, everyone.
Santa's treats. You gonna put a line of blow on there for him when he comes through the chimney?
Check out the top of these bitches.
Oh, he's right. Do you wanna blow him on like the dust off the top? Don't. Like everybody did in the high school?
Like walk up to someone and
yeah. Like the brownies just tasted like shoe and the powdered sugar didn't make it any better.
They're good. It's not like a recipe, it's from a box.
Oh, so homemade? Alright, I'll definitely try one now.
They're kind of messy.
That's right, fine. Mm-hmm.
Well,
all right.
Try to get rid of this shithole for.
I'm gonna.
You can't laugh.
I yelled it. All right, that's some lemon cake in my mouth. I was like drinking it.
Way to ruin the 2 seconds of fame that I had. Now I just got backwashed in here.
Oh no! The lemon's mixing with the Miller in my nose. Yeah, now it tastes like the American Legion.
Let me take a piss in the American. Let me take a piss in the American Legion with the urinal case.
Smoke a cigarette, blow it in your face.
Yeah.
Trying to get Wyatt to relapse to fucking 01.
Then I'll.
Or just blowing cigarettes into his face.
Then I'll criticize you until you cry. You're a failure. You're the reason why we didn't have more children.
Jesus.
These aren't good.
Oh, I was trying to get rid of it, and someone started laughing.
If you drink it fast enough, you lose the flavor.
I know. I'm almost done.
I just
yeah, I was
water.
Trying to do it too, and then I look at you while you're just letting it pour down your gut hole.
It tastes like what does Keystone taste like? Is it worse?
What
are you doing for New Year's? I'll buy you a 30 pack.
Well, how cheap are those?
like $11.99 a 30-pack.
That's fucking insane. Yeah. It should not be that cheap.
Oh, there it is.
That's why it sells so much in our area.
Jesus. Oh, it's coming back.
Stop. I have like a swing.
I know I have like 8 pounds and everyone laughs every time I try to finish it. It's like sex. Every time I finish, try to finish, someone just starts laughing at me. singing the Black Parade in 3.
When I was a young boy.
Lemon bar.
They're eating lemon bars, drinking Miller High Life Light, and singing My Chemical Romance.
Black Parade.
That sounds like some kind of midlife crisis podcast now.
Oh, God.
Really got
I thought you said Sal Buchanan. I was like, where'd you get a Sal Goofy? I was like, you watch that much Impractical Jokers, he sends you a cuts of Goofy.
Sal's tonight's big loser.
God.
That's a lot of IJ. It's not good. See, I feel nothing.
I feel like I'm at East End.
See, that's the thing with those is, like, that's why they're so cheap. You finish half the 30-pack, and then you finally feel it an hour later, and that's when you end up in the police. With the police, not in the police.
In the police, you fucking the police.
Why you end up with Sting in the band Police.
Rock band!
Anyway. Gross.
Oh, God. I had an odd memory because of that. I remember when I was in my PE class. We had Strong Arm my freshman year.
Strong Arm?
Yeah. And I think her first name was Roxanne or something.
Roxanne.
Yeah, and Bradley kept singing that. He's like, you don't have to turn on the red lights. Shut up and start running. I'm like, all right.
That's her name?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
he had her on Facebook.
I remember when I was with my mom after I graduated and her and Miss were out at Lowe's. Shopping together. Sorry, memories.
Excuse me. pardon me.
You gotta aim for the mic to get the full sound effect of it dripping.
Hear those deep back of the throat crackles.
There's you yell slapping the microphone.
Anyway, what?
It was just like the oddest thing I ever saw. I'm like, staying really close next to each other, buying fertilizer out at the back of Lowe's. I'm like, okay.
Their hands in each other's back pocket.
Oh, no.
Oh. Everyone's another highlight, bro.
Oh, no.
All right.
Who's done?
I'll take another one.
Yeah, we're done.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Oh, no. Chris is relapsing. No. Right before the holidays.
Happy holidays.
No, fuck you.
I'm afraid to eat the lemon bar now that I've chugged Highline.
Do you really want another one, Chris?
I'll get rid of them if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, just, oh, fuck.
I don't want them.
How many did you drink last night?
3.
Oh. Out of 6?
Jen had 3 as well. Whatever gets me through this podcast. All right, let's just finish them then. That does it.
The inner Christopher's coming out of Justin.
It was only supposed to be a tasting.
What do they call the other one? Silver Bullets or whatever.
Coors. Yeah.
I like Coors Light. That's
yeah.
Good.
I can say. I can take Coors Light, but I like Miller Light too, because that's all I had in Texas was that and like Shiner.
Next, we'll massage each other's buttholes.
Right. I keep getting the dented cans.
I keep having to. You want this one?
No, it's fine.
I introduced Wyatt to the massaging chair. I haven't seen one since New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
The knuckle?
The ones at the mall in Davenport go full knuckle. I swear to God, it was like pushing my asshole back.
When we got back into the car, he goes, my butthole's really tight. I forgot I had to shit. I'm like, okay.
All right, so what do you give it out of 5?
2.
It's fucking beer. I don't know. It's
5 stars.
Very positive thing.
Why?
It's probably been 45 minutes.
Okay.
Just
Trash Party Aftermath. This is. I'm just gonna end it.
All right,
absolutely.
Did you get all that?
Absolutely.